Following the terrorist attacks in Paris, Europe is on high alert for more violence. Deirdre Berger is the Berlin director of the American Jewish Committee and is now visiting the United States. She joins us on the line from Philadelphia. Welcome, Deirdre.
Thank you. Glad to be here in Philly.
How do you perceive how Europe is responding to this threat of terrorism?
Europe is confused. Europe is divided. There's not a cohesive response at the moment to the terrorism threat. There are different situations in different countries, but above all, there needs to be better coordination. The European Union has just appointed a central coordinator for sharing of intelligence, Gerhard Conrad, who's negotiated numerous spy exchanges, including between Israel and Palestine. But there has not as yet been the degree of cooperation that I think many in Europe would like to see, and that's important. There was a breakthrough recently where there was an agreement to share in more detail passenger records. And this has been somewhat disputed for some time. But the threat, the very current threat and the impressions of the horrible shootings and killings November 13th in Paris, I think, are bringing Europe together and accelerating the fight against terrorism.
Are the Muslims facing severe discrimination as a result of these terrorist acts?
There is, of course, resentment, anxieties about Muslims in general due to these terrorist acts. It happens anywhere in the world. I don't think this is special to Europe, but it's a problem for some. But I think there also, on the other hand, needs to be more recognition within Muslim communities of the importance of speaking out and distancing themselves from acts of terrorism. The Muslim community is not well organized in Europe, by and large. These are individual groups of people. They may go to individual mosques, but there are not very strong umbrella organizations with spokespeople who can speak out on these issues. I think that this has caused additional problems because there aren't partners in the community for governments to the degree they would like to have them within the Muslim community. There is, of course, discrimination in Europe on many levels. Religion is one factor. People are also discriminated against because of socioeconomic status, because of skin color. There's racism. There are many issues. But I think important to know is with this wave of terrorism, many of the young attackers in Paris came from relatively stable backgrounds, even middle class. This is not just a problem of poor, deprived people rising up and turning to terrorism. It's a much more complex problem, the sympathies with extremist movements at the moment.
What about the threat posed by accepting refugees from Syria that may actually be members of ISIS? It's very controversial here in the States, where we recently had a terror attack involving a migrant from Pakistan.
There is a certain risk, there's no doubt about it, particularly because in Europe, there's really not the opportunity at the moment to extensively screen the backgrounds of those who are pouring in. There's simply too many refugees. In Germany alone, 965,000 refugees have come through the end of November. Hundreds of thousands have yet to even be documented because the offices are running around the clock, and they still can't process all the applications at the moment. So, of course, there's a danger that ISIS and other terrorist groups are using the gaps in the system at the moment. However, it's almost not necessary. The larger issue is homegrown terrorism, as we saw from the attacks in Paris and other attacks that we've had in Brussels and Toulouse. These were not disaffected Syrian refugees. These were young people, French, Belgians, who grew up in the heart of Europe, and have turned to terrorism. This is the much larger threat. Of course, there's concern about the incoming refugees, that they will be prey and to the Salafists, to the extremist movements. But let's remember, most of these refugees are fleeing extremism. Many of them are persecuted minorities. They're Kurds, they're Yazidis, they're Christians. I think that the real danger is in Europe waking up to the fact that there's terrorism in its midst, as we just saw in the United States with San Bernardino. This is a much larger global fight against terrorism and extremism, and it needs much greater resources than we've allocated to it presently.
Well, thank you very much, Deirdre, and I hope you enjoy your trip to the United States.
Thank you so much.